When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
BJ and Jamie.
Ba-dum-bum-bum. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. You can get us there, take us wherever you go, and get the podcast there later on in the day, and we'll talk more about that as the show goes along. Good morning, Jamie. Welcome to a Thursday.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, I barely made it here.
Why?
Because you know how you forget that you turned off your alarm and you're like, you close your eyes for 2 more seconds?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, ah!
I can't do that.
Oh, I can't.
I cannot do that. I just know that I'm going to oversleep.
Yeah, well, guess what?
Yeah,
I can do it, and then I oversleep.
Yeah, that's a tough one there. Then you get up and you're scrambling. Because you're running late, you're panicking.
Well, and not only that, it's trash day. Yeah, so I did get my can out. I got one can out.
Girl.
I got you out. The major one with all the food in it.
Yeah.
You know, from the fridge.
The one that stinks,
yeah. Because I got new groceries, so yeah.
Good for you.
Yep, so that's my day this morning so far. And it's only, what time? It's like 4 after 6?
Yeah.
Nice.
Not too bad. I'm completely the opposite.
At least I'm an adrenaline junkie, right? Like, so because all that happened, it was psychotic. And all that, blah, I'm awake.
Yeah, which you are. I had exactly the opposite. I didn't sleep well at all last night. I mean, you were out of it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you slept deep. I didn't sleep at all last night. I was up and down and up and down and finally just got up.
I heard this. Beep. Beep. Oh, no. The dreaded sounds.
Let me guess. Fire alarm.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just closed the door and pretended like I didn't have
to. Just bury your head in a pillow.
Yeah, just bye-bye.
Is it still going off?
I don't know. I left.
Do you have the really high ones?
Yeah.
You have to go get a ladder scaffolding out of the backyard. Yeah. That's what I have to do.
I know.
Then the ladder sits in the house for about a month. It does. It does. Oh, we had somebody come over one day and they said, why do you have a ladder up there?
Do you guys still have your Christmas tree up?
No, it's down.
Right,
it's down, but it's still in the room. It's in the box.
It's in the box.
Yeah, we can't get to the storage area because of Grandpa Goves.
Oh.
He's got so much junk down there. It's all blocked off, so we can't put the Christmas decorations away. So they're sitting at the front door of the house. I mean, you got the bulbs. You got everything sitting there.
I was kind of kidding, but wow.
You might as well just throw it up. We're almost to there anyway.
They are boxed up, okay?
Yeah.
It's so obvious what it is.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of the way we roll at my house.
All right,
yeah,
well,
it takes a while to get things done. Yeah. My wife will come home. Now, I'm not like this. I might go a day or two, okay? But she'll come home from a trip and she'll put her luggage in the open area there when you come through the door.
Yeah.
It will sit there for 3 months.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
And
I keep thinking, though, if the stuff in there was important enough to take on a trip, don't you need it daily in some cases?
At least mine's open in the foyer.
Well, funny you should say that because that's the next step.
Right.
Okay. It sits in the foyer for about 2 months. Uh-huh. And then the next thing I know, it's open. It's not moved.
Right.
It's just sitting in the same place, wide open.
Yeah, mine's wide open. Yeah. Mine is definitely wide open.
And then you just pick what you need out of it and then go about your day.
I can't do that.
Oh, I can.
I can't. I got to put it away.
Yeah.
And I'm not one to be, I'm not a Carson, okay?
Yeah.
I don't have OCD, nothing like that, but I just cannot let my luggage sit there with my stuff in it.
Well, but I've only been home a couple of days, so it's fine.
Been home for a week.
No, I got home, what's today?
Thursday.
Thursday?
You got home Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
No, Monday.
Monday.
Because
Monday.
You weren't here on Monday.
See,
yeah.
I'm
okay.
Fine.
Well, you get a pass.
Yeah.
You get a pass. My wife's luggage is from a trip taken in last July, so it's been a year. We have to take a break. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, just getting started. Happy Thursday. I think it's going to be a little bit cooler today. 85 for a high, so not too bad. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
You guys have got to be excited. You're going to Cirque Soleil tonight,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we sure are.
Yeah,
Carson
media party.
And his family, and I'm taking my son.
Yeah, those shows. They're always great.
They are.
Yeah, these people are very impressive. If you get a chance, get tickets and go down there. It's at Ball Arena in the parking lot, I think, right?
Yeah, right in the
they
big
They throw up those
lot.
Tents down there, and they have a big blast. So you guys are going tonight. Should be a lot of fun.
Lots of fun.
Yep. I saw a little survey that came out, and we're not a sports station, but every now and then, if it has something in it that's relative to Denver and the Broncos, then we mention it here and there. But it came out on ESPN yesterday, and they had all the coaches, the executives, and let's see who else, some other people that voted on the best quarterbacks in the league.
Our little, currently?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Our little Bo Nix didn't make it.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
Well, he got a couple of votes.
Okay.
Somebody threw a couple of, stragglers in there for him.
Yeah.
But he came in last place.
How's that Sanders kid doing?
Yeah, well, he wasn't a part of it.
Oh,
he's not thrown
either?
His first pass.
Yeah, still a rookie. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's not.
He never got cut, right?
No, he
not
hasn't.
No.
So he's not officially on the team yet because they haven't announced the roster for the year. But Bo Nix ended up last, but he did get some votes. So there are some that didn't even get votes. So it's not that bad. Patrick Mahomes, number one.
Yeah.
And
you love to hate him.
I know, right? I was seeing that. So there was this whole thing on TMZ yesterday. It was the leading story about Taylor Swift's dad. That he had major surgery. He had like
big time.
He had like quintuple. Yeah, heart bypass surgery, which I've never even heard of. I've always heard of whatever the other one is. But yeah, quintuple, and that's why they've been down in Florida. Because everybody's like, why are they down in Florida? Why? What's going on? But that's where her dad lives.
He lives in Florida.
Yeah, he lives in Florida. Yeah, so that's why Travis has been practicing down there.
Okay, yeah. So he's been working out down there. Mm-hmm. But dad, I think he's going to be okay.
Oh no, they said he's fine.
Yeah, he didn't have a heart attack or anything like that.
Nope.
It's just that they found, I guess, blockage in his system. But I've never heard that term either.
Yeah,
the quintuple.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard of it.
How many is a quintuple? Is that two? 2, 3, 4, 8? How many?
Quinn. Uno, dos.
Five.
Five.
Yeah. Five. Uh-huh.
Holy cow. Man, that's like every heart you got.
Jeepers.
Jeepers.
Creepers. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the big rumor why they've been down there. Yeah.
And I saw, since you brought up Taylor Swift, I did see a report this morning that I guess they're asking Taylor Swift to back off just a bit with the Chiefs, okay? Because they feel like that the crappy year that Travis had last year was all because of her, okay?
She applied too much pressure. They love her there. The owners, the owners love her on camera. That brings so much revenue to them. Are you kidding?
Even the coach, Andy Reid.
He loves her.
I'm just telling you what the report is. The report is that they're asking her to back off a little. Just back off. He had a crappy year last year. Let's do better this year.
She brought a lot of revenue.
Yeah, well, you know, a woman can do that to you.
She really can't. Well, we need to prop up this Bo Nix's wife. She's a hottie.
Yeah, she is
a hottie.
Yeah. I don't know her name. That's what we need to get her name out there. You know,
I think it's Gladys or something like that.
Because the closest that we had to like a name associated with a football player was Eric Decker's wife.
Jesse James Decker.
Yeah.
I don't know. Betty Manning comes close.
Betty Manning. Yeah. Yeah. She did a lot out there, didn't she?
Betty Manning, man. She was pretty popular for our show.
She was on tour. She went on tour. Yeah.
Another piece. Von Miller. Remember the rumor was that he was going to come back here to play for the Broncos for one more year and retire here? Not going to happen.
Yeah, he's a Commander now.
He announced it yesterday. A Redskin.
Commander.
Redskins.
They're the Washington Commanders.
Redskins.
Oh, boy. So early for this.
Vaughn, he put it out yesterday that Bronco Nation, I won't be there.
Not oh, that's a shame.
Back. Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
And he's only going to play one more year, it looks like.
I wonder why he didn't choose here.
I think we didn't choose him.
Oh, shoot. Well, that happens.
That's the way it works, Jamie.
Hey, what's Bo Nix's wife's name?
Izzy.
Now, see, that's a cute name that we can all,
Yeah, Izzy Nix.
Izzy Nix.
Yeah. That's an easy one, right?
Hey, Izzy Nicks. It really rolls off the tongue.
It sure does, doesn't it? Yeah. All right, there you go. The sports update from the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. That was pretty stellar, wasn't it?
Crossed it.
Didn't they have the big award show last night?
ESPYs.
They had the ESPYs last night on ESPN? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's kind of dumb.
It's the worst award show in the world, dude.
Dumbest thing. It's like the Emmys, man. It's just dumb. Just dumb. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. Tabloid Trash is coming up.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, lots to get to. First of all, you know, we were talking about Bo Nix not making the list of the best quarterbacks, which is kind of a bummer. But I was just looking up Izzy. Izzy is his wife. Do you know what her maiden name is?
I have no idea.
Smoke.
Izzy Smoke.
Izzy Smoke.
That's a great name.
Like she's a smoke show.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's a great name.
Izzy Smoke.
Izzy Smoke. Smoke show. Yeah, Izzy the Smoke. Smoke show. Yeah, she was an Auburn cheerleader, and I guess that's how they met or whatever.
Yeah, I did know that.
Yeah, but Izzy Smoke. I mean, because you know when people met her, they're like, oh, because you're a smoke show.
Yeah.
Because she is hot. She is
smoking hot. Yeah.
Very hot. All right. Oprah Winfrey. She took a little jab at Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. I don't know if you have the audio.
I
got it right here.
Oh,
no,
you do?
Okay. Not in here.
All right. But she was on Kelly Ripa's Let's Talk Off Camera podcast. And she took a little swipe at their last name. Here it is.
So I get a call from Harry, Prince Harry, on Easter Saturday. And he says, oh, sorry to bother you, O, but we have a duck problem here. Some baby ducks, a duck had come into their yard and had laid kids down to the pond to come to see you put the ducks in the pond. So he goes, no, we're coming right away. We're coming over. Okay. So we have the kids all waiting for the ducks to come to the pond. Harry pulls up and I say, no, the pond is that way. He opens the door. He goes, what? Which way? I go, pond is that way. And as he opens the door, the mama duck flies out and he's got all the baby ducks in a box. So he goes, oh no, the mama duck has flown away. Then we're chasing the mama duck who's in the front yard and has flown to the other side. We've got her ducks. Harry's running after, Meghan gets out, she's running after, chasing the mom and trying to get the mom to come back for their ducks. And for like a half an hour, we're running around with the ducks in the box and we're all, and we have video.
It's stars, the funniest thing I've ever stars, seen. They're just like us.
God, I hate all of them.
Where's the dig?
Yeah, it's not there. That's a different
There's no dig there.
That, it's a different piece of audio. All right, anyway, well, yeah, so it's...
So we got the duck story for nothing?
But it was a great duck story. I really enjoyed it.
Did that for 30 minutes.
I saw this duck, this video of the ducks, and they were on right on the edge of a waterfall.
Oh, God.
And one of the baby ducks went over. And mom, she just came to the edge, backed up, came to the edge. You could tell she had to go
She's
get her baby.
Stressed
you know,
out. Yeah.
And this is what this story reminded me of. I had to continue to watch the video. So eventually, the mom duck, she boom down there to the baby duck. The other ducks right in behind her. They were all home together again.
What a beautiful story.
Well, they can solve their own problems. It's the moral to the story, Jamie, if you just give them a chance.
Did you see that elephant who passed out from stress?
No, I did not.
Because her baby elephant went into a hole, and so she was so stressed out, she passed out.
You know, those make me sad.
It was kind of a sad story.
When I go through the feed, and I see where one animal attacks another animal and kills it or whatever, I know it's the circle of life. Yeah. I get it, Jamie. I knew you were coming with that.
Well, no, it's just that they tell you, you know.
It still makes me sad.
I know.
You know, it's like that picture. Did you see the picture of Jay Cutler?
That's what I was going to.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, my bad.
No, it's fine. But go ahead.
It's a good seg.
What? What was that?
Shmadil?
Sorry, I was trying to find that other Oprah audio, and I had this potted up.
Are you okay?
Are you drunk?
No, I'm fine.
You drinking already?
I don't think he's a drinker. He's a stoner.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like
Are you high?
No. Yeah. I just forgot to
Maybe
push the button.
Maybe you should be. Maybe the operate
better. Oh, my God.
All right, listen. Back
we
to Jay
all
Cutler.
Know the, that back person, right? Cutler. That yeah. says that they work better if they're stoned.
Yeah, 100%.
Drive
better.
Yeah.
Drive better.
Everything.
Everything.
And you're like, no, you don't.
Yeah, even as a pot smoker, I find those people really annoying.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, you don't. All right, anyway, what?
Jay Cutler. There's a picture of him. He went over to Africa. Is that right, Jay?
Yep.
And he killed, what was that, like a wallaby or something?
No, it was
I don't know what it was. Beautiful.
It was a beautiful animal.
A gorgeous animal. Yeah. It had this rack on its head that was probably 4 feet long. It was a big beast. I mean, a big beast. And there he is with his gun. And there's that dead animal. And I thought it was sad looking. I don't know why you do that.
Well, I do because overpopulation. I mean, we have the problem right now here in Colorado with overpopulation of deer. They really have it bad in Lanai. And they'll actually, as a tourist, you can get a tag for deer over there because they're having such a hard time with them being overrun. And what's great is in Lanai and what Jay Cutler did is they donate the meat. And so, like, if you go to any restaurant in Lanai, there's always, like, a deer sandwich, deer steak, deer whatever, blah, blah, blah. And so Jay Cutler also donated the meat to the local.
He did?
Yeah.
And it was a sable antelope.
Is it an overpopulated animal?
It's not. It's
that
not.
That one's not, is it?
It's not, in, it's not even close to being extinct. Yeah, so.
No, I mean, is it? Are there too many of them, is what I'm saying.
I would be guessing.
That you have to wipe them out?
Yeah.
But it does look, that's a massive
it
creature.
It is so massive.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's a lot of meat.
That's going to be a gigantic head on his on his wall. That one's going to be hard to put hats on.
Man, yeah. He's catching heat on that, too. I mean, people get outraged over stuff like that.
My sister, I don't know how big that rack is in the basement of my sister's house. It was my my nephew's first kill. And you know, everybody puts their hats on him. Yeah. But I swear to God, that deer's eyeballs follow you in the basement.
Oh,
I swear it does.
My buddy has a mountain lion like rug, hanging up, and it's on the wall, and you can totally tell that thing's looking at you wherever you are. It doesn't matter.
It's the weirdest thing with those eyes. It's so bizarre. I know some friends, and they were gonna get us a bear tag, and my kid, I was like, hey, I have a buddy, he's gonna get us a bear tag. And he's like, I'm not gonna kill a bear. He's like, Mom, that'd be so sad. I was like. It's like the circle of life, you know? If we don't take out some of these animals, we're going to be overrun.
I don't think the circle of life is guns.
No, but it's killing them like cavemen did, right? We just have a different way of killing them.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, so what else was I going to tell you? More HGTV shows have been definitely canceled. Oh no. I always worry about what these people do after they have their shows canceled. This time it's Tarek and Heather Ray, their shows were canceled. And then his ex-wife, Christina on the Coast on HGTV, that one was canceled as well. They're just going through blowing everybody out.
Yeah, I don't think they're making money now. I think it's kind of, you know, it's ran its course when it comes to these fix-ups, you know?
Maybe people are getting tired of it, you think? I love those.
There's a lot of content out there, you know, a lot for people to choose from, and some just don't make it, I guess.
But Tarek and Christina have always been like.
They were the biggest stars on that.
Yeah, they're like a fan favorite.
Well, not to mention Heather, Tarek's wife, is now gone from Selling Sunset.
So they don't even have a job?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They're unemployed right now.
Right. Somebody said, can I see your sister's rack? Ha 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 ha. You know, my sister had a breast reduction. I was adopted.
But we'll post it if you want on Facebook. Just go check it out.
Obama's. Okay, so this is a whole thing with the Obamas. I guess Barack was on her podcast. On Michelle. Michelle hosted Barack, and he got on there, and they were talking about it yesterday. It's like... He goes, yeah, you know, it's so weird. I never even heard any rumors about the divorce thing. Yes, you did, Barack.
You heard about that. You heard about the Jennifer Aniston. You heard about all that.
Yeah, but you're he's lying. Saying he never, ever heard any of that. And then they laughed. And, oh, God. And then I put this over here. All right. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, we might get to take a lot of liquids on our airplane soon. It was so lovely when I flew to Hawaii not to take off my shoes.
I wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah, I didn't have to. It was the first day, the first hour of us not having to take off the shoes. And you should have seen the whole airport. We were all like,
It's like you got some freedom back.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, it's the simple things, right? Yeah. Like, we were just like, everybody was cheering. It just come into effect right when we were in line. And so we were all so happy. And so now they're saying that we might not have to do the however many ounces of water. They're going to let you know, but it's not cleared yet. But gosh, that's a pain in the butt, too.
I think it's 3 ounces, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So right, they might.
Any fluid.
They might change that. That would be fantastic. Because how many of us have had something confiscated, right?
Oh, thrown away. Just
baby lotion, right? Especially if you're carrying a big bag with baby crap in it. Oh, my God. They went through a bag. It's like, I got here with this baby lotion. Sorry, it's too much baby lotion.
God. And it appears that every airport, every city has a different policy on stuff.
I agree with
that. Can't we just get uniform on everything?
This whole no shoes thing, there are certain cities you go to that you don't even have to take your shoes off. And now it's across the board. But even with what you can carry in your pocket, for example, I had a cutter for cigars.
Uh-huh.
Had a cigar cutter, flew with it. But couldn't fly back with it. It just doesn't make sense.
Uh-huh. I agree.
It's weird.
I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Look for 85 for a high today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Hello. It is a Thursday, and it's going to be 85 degrees today. A slight chance of afternoon thunder showers, but it's Colorado. That's just the way it is. The Odyssey app is yours. It's available. It's free. You can download it. Get the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. Oh, I saw a story yesterday. I thought of you, Jamie.
What's that?
Now, don't take this wrong, okay?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, don't take this wrong. Okay. Wyndham Clark. Remember, he tore up the clubhouse?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That he has to go to anger management.
Oh, he does. Yeah. I'm not taking it wrong.
I thought of you.
I had to go to that.
I thought of you yesterday.
So I'd like to tell you a little story about anger management. Okay, so there was the snake, right? And so this is what I learned.
I love this story. Snake story. Yeah. Last hour, it was a duck story.
Yeah,
now it's a snake.
So there's the snake, and it was kind of drowning in the water. And the snake looked at me and said, "Hey, pick me up. And I was like, "No, you'll bite me." And the snake's like, "No, I won't. No, I'm a nice snake. And I was like, no, I know this kind of snake. You're going to bite me. And the snake's like, "No, please. Oh, no, I'm going to drown." And so I picked up the snake, and guess what happened?
He bit you.
Some bitch bit me.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
I'm going to tell you this.
Yeah, and that's what I learned.
If let's say a couple of weeks from now, let's say that the Golf Channel's doing one of their broadcasts, and that Wyndham Clark guy, who's from here, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Wyndham, let's say that they interview him, and if he does the snake story.
Yeah.
I'm going to be blown away.
Well, there's that one. I learned that one, not to pick up snakes because they will, in fact, bite you.
Yes, they will. They lie.
Yes. And then number two is the count to 10 when you're really angry. And that's what I'm supposed to be doing, too.
Count to 10?
Count to 10. When you're really angry, instead of throwing.
Does that work?
No.
Did it work for you?
Absolutely.
You're still angry after 10. I would think you'd have to count to like 1,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
To not be angry.
To me, it's just better just to leave the situation. Instead of throwing like a pineapple at their head.
This dude, he destroyed that locker room.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, you talking about an anger problem. He's got one.
Speaking of golf, what a letdown. The number one guy, what's his name? Scheffler? Scheffler, right? Is he the number one guy?
Yeah. Scotty.
Scotty
yep. Scheffler. What a letdown he was. He was like, basically, he's like, "Yeah, it's really great to win. It's, you know, he wins all the time. It's really great to win, but then you just go have dinner and you're like, what was all that for?"
Like, it's no big deal. It just happens every
day.
Like,
man. It's euphoric for about 5 minutes and then life goes on and that was great for a minute.
And a guy like him or Rory McIlroy, all those guys, they go out there and they'll win a tournament and all of a sudden they're worth, you know, $8-9 million more than they were before they started on a Thursday.
Exactly.
And it seems to not even faze them. I would be like losing it if I went out and won
too.
A golf tournament and won $8 million.
Oh, I'd be closing down the club.
Holy cow. They go to like crazy. Waffle House afterwards.
Well, if you watch Full Swing on Netflix, it's a grind. I mean, it looks miserable because you're bringing your wife and your kid and they have to sit there throughout the whole day. I mean, yeah, sure, you make $8 million or whatever, but it's a grind. And even though they're getting on a private jet and everything, it's just another golf course the next weekend. And like your wives hate your guts. And
the tournaments they play, I mean, 4 days straight.
Yeah.
Just nonstop.
It doesn't look that fun on Netflix, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It really does.
It's worth the money, though.
No, I mean, but just like anything, it's always a job, you know? I mean,
yeah, it is a job to them. There's no doubt about that, but it's pretty damn good living. for some of them. Mm-hmm. Not all of them. Not all of them. You know something I've been caught up in? I told you this yesterday, Jamie. This trial of this dentist, this guy, he is so caught. It's unbelievable. So yesterday, the trial, I know you probably didn't see the update.
I don't know a lot about this story.
He poisoned his wife. The guy, he basically had gone broke in his dentistry, okay? And he was tired, sick and tired of his wife, and I'm sure she was sick and tired
of
him.
Did he have an affair or something?
Well, he went on this website with sugar daddies, okay?
Oh, okay.
And he claimed that he was worth $10 million.
All right.
Looking for a young lady. And he picked up a couple of girls there. And plus, he picked up some women at a convention. I mean, he had a slew of women, according to the testimony, right? So yesterday they were talking, and how this one lady said she came back to the office, and there he is on a computer in a dark room, and said that he was very suspicious at that point, you know? And when she left there, he had ordered a package, and he texted her and said, "When this package comes, do not open it." She's like, "Oh, something's up. Something's up." And sure enough, 3 days later, and that's when they think the cyanide showed up.
So
he made a protein shake and poisoned his wife.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Killed her. I was like, right here in Aurora.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This thing's being, you know, I look for the stream. It's not being streamed. No, what you saw and what you thought, the judge ruled against the streaming. They only allowed the cameras in for journalists on opening statements and closing statements and the jury verdict. The trial itself, you can't stream.
Oh, you can't?
No. Yeah. But I love crime shows. I know that.
You do. Yeah.
This guy's a bad guy.
He is a bad guy. And didn't you say he went back into the hospital and did something?
The testimony was that this shake, this protein shake, put her in the hospital. And I think I got this right. And he visited in the hospital and added more drugs to her system when he went in to visit her. And he was dressed as a nurse. He put on the whole, you know, the scrubs and everything. He disguised himself as a nurse and went back in and administered more medication.
This just proves you don't know who somebody is.
I've always heard dentists, man. A little wacky. I don't know what it is.
I'll tell you what it is.
Drilling.
It is the drilling.
You think
wait,
so?
Do your impression. I was like, Carson, you nailed
it. That's perfect. That really is good.
Dude, I hate going to the dentist.
Everybody does.
That's your first impression on the show. It's pretty damn solid. But that's what Jamie claims it is, because I had a guy that flipped out once, too. Here in Denver, he was my dentist. He took off to Vegas and became a professional poker player. Lost his butt.
Well, remember, the guy I dated in Kansas City, he also plays poker.
He does?
Yeah, I showed you how he was a winner.
Yeah. But they say of all the medical professions, dentists seem to go off the deep end.
I think a podiatrist would be hard.
That'd be a tough one, yeah.
Just feed all day.
Feet, mouth.
And it's usually the people that go to podiatrists usually can't touch their feet.
Oh.
So it's like...
gnarly. You get the gnarly feet.
Yeah. Hell true. Oh, man. Yuck. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Thursday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday. Oh, let's fire this before we talk about this.
I'm Peppa Pig. This is my little brother George.
Yeah.
This is Mummy Pig. And this is Daddy Pig. Peppa Pig.
Every day at my house.
Hey, can you try to find her? Because that's really... You got it? Okay.
Peppa Pig.
Because it's important to the story.
Yeah, I got her in there. I just didn't have the clip of Peppa Pig actually being mean outside of the fat shaming thing.
Okay. All right, gotcha. All right, so here's the story. Peppa Pig, we've all grown up with it. If you had kids, everybody's seen Peppa Pig. We played before the one where she hangs up on her little friend because she didn't know how to whistle, all that stuff. Well, now this story has just come out. There's a influencer or whatever, and her name is Kelly, and she has now banned Peppa Pig from her home. Here is her explaining what happened.
I didn't listen to everyone saying like, oh, Peppa Pig's rude, this. And my son watches Peppa Pig. And then maybe like a month ago, he started going around to everyone saying like, you're not my best friend. You're not my best friend. Mm-hmm. And he was saying it quite often. And I kept saying to him like, where are you learning this? Like, that's not nice to say to someone like, you're not my best friend. You're not allowed to say that anymore. And he stopped saying it. Anyway, right now, I'm just sitting on the couch and Kia's watching Peppa Pig. And then I hear Peppa Pig saying, "You're not my best friend anymore." And I look at the TV and I look at Kia and I've literally just turned off Peppa Pig. And I'm like, "You're not allowed to watch Peppa Pig anymore."
That's where he got it.
Yeah, that's where he got it. You know what it
is? Little porker. That little porker on TV.
I'm telling you. And so now they did a deep dive into Peppa Pig, and Peppa Pig's a little bitch.
It's so bad. Get this, folks. It's so bad. They put together a compilation.
I know.
Of how often and how much she is just mean and rude and just a little porker.
And you know, I never really noticed when my son was watching
me either.
That Peppa Pig is rude.
Like, no. Her dad takes the brunt of it.
Yeah.
It's on every day at my house, and I'm like you, Jamie. I've never picked noticed. Up on it. Yeah. I guess we just don't pay attention as much as the kids do, you know?
Obviously, this lady had to ban it because you're not my best right. friend. You're not my friend.
Here's 50 seconds of Peppa Pig being a little punk.
I am Daddy Pig. Ho, ho, ho.
I see.
My tummy is very big because I eat a lot of cookies.
My tummy is not
big. You've got a big tummy, Daddy. Is there a baby in there?
No, Peppa. This tummy is pure muscle.
His tummy is quite big.
My tummy is not big. But later I will get some exercise.
Daddy's big tummy.
I see.
I don't think I can fit through the door.
Silly Daddy, your tummy is too big.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Wow. Peppa, yeah. She's not very nice.
Just fat shaming the dad.
I know, right?
There's about three phrases in there I've heard from Frog lately. What the heck is going on?
Oh, my
He's
God.
Catching on to this, too. Daddy, your tummy, it can't fit through the door.
Is there a baby in there?
Why, that little...
You know what was embarrassing for me when my son was growing up? He always said, no, thank you. Yes, please. No, thank you. Yes, yes, please. And everybody's so impressed because he's so little and he's saying, no, thank you, right? Like, and everyone's like, oh, my God, I can't believe he says, no, thank you. What a kind little boy. And I go, yeah, that's all Caillou.
It is amazing what they pick up.
Yeah, because I did not teach my son to say no thank you and yes please. Caillou, that little bald-headed freak did.
I'm with you in that, what they pick up from that. Because, I mean, honestly, as a parent, it's kind of a babysitter for me.
Yeah.
These shows, you flip them on, and I pay no attention to it. And before you know it, they're calling Daddy Fat.
Yeah, be careful.
Rat. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. We had a text here, and that's a great idea to bring this up. Any replies on that name change thing yesterday?
She didn't say anything to her. No.
This is a crazy story, folks. If you didn't hear it at this time yesterday when we talked about this, by the way, you can get it on the podcast if you go there on the Odyssey app. But this lady is requesting that an ex and maybe even her children change her last name because she's going to assume the new name because she's marrying the guy.
And not only that, and she wants her to scrub all the pictures of their family on social media.
Yeah, all the way back going 5 years ago.
It's a wacky story.
I was thinking about the letter that she wrote to my friend that she said, I want you to drop the name because we're starting our own family. It's almost like she wants this man to pretend like he doesn't have other kids.
I know.
It's so weird.
I can't even imagine being in that situation where my current wife would... basically want you to disown.
Yeah.
Disown your family that you previously had.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't.
They're still your family.
Like I said, I'm so proud of my friend because I would have reacted because I'm a reactor, but she just ignored it. She's just like, oh my God, she's a loony bin. Like she didn't even reply.
Well, something's come up. Well, no. Let me rephrase this, okay? Since nothing's come up.
Yeah.
You got to go back to midnight on a Wednesday night.
Right.
Okay.
That's when she
because
wrote it.
Now we're not hearing from the lady that wrote it. We're not hearing from her at all. So maybe she woke up the next day, came to her senses.
She went like, what did I don't know, though.
Sobered up.
I don't know.
And that's what it's starting to look like, though, right? I mean, if you don't hear anything.
No, because I don't think that you write again after you've said that and nobody replies. You don't.
I don't know.
You don't keep writing.
This one was pretty evil.
I think, so this is what I was trying to figure out. What's more annoying? Like, because I've had this happen. I've written with fingers of fury before and had somebody just ghost me like that. It is maddening.
It is.
It is so maddening. And so you don't want to write again because then you look really like. Because
then you double down and exactly. They're getting even more satisfaction.
Exactly. So you just hold back and you're like, okay. Or is it better if my friend wrote back LOL? Like, I was like, I wonder if she should have wrote back. Because she's like, I don't care. I go, I don't know. I'd write LOL. Because that's kind of a good one. She's like, I'm not writing anything. I don't even care. And I'm like, no, LOL. But I said, with LOL, you will get another response. With the dead silence, you won't get another response, is what I told my friend.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
When
these.
You guess, when you ghost somebody, then they're just like, okay, that is maddening, right?
I wish I knew mind games. See, my thing is completely different. Yeah. Okay, I don't know how to play these games.
Yeah,
I gotta learn, man. Because I was assuming this. Okay, If I'm drunk and I put out that text to this lady, okay, and saying, "Hey, I demand that you take down all the pictures. You gotta change your last name. You can't have this guy's name because I'm about to take it. We're starting." I would think that if I were drunk and said that, then yeah, probably you wouldn't hear from me again. But I would think that if I was completely sober and I'm on a mission or whatever, that I would say something else again, like, "I hope you got my message, and I hope you can look into this matter immediately."
Well, you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do it this soon. I mean, you'll wait on that one maybe, but it'd take a while because.
So I'm close.
But it'll take like a week or whatever. You're not going to do it again because then. I mean, then you're neurotic.
I don't want to get into a ghosting competition with you. Well, I think you know the rules better than me.
Well, and that's what I told my friend. I go, now, if you write LOL, and she's like, I'm not writing anything. I'm like, I kind of wonder too, right? I said, if you write LOL, then you are just like, you're poking the bear and you're going to get a response. Yeah. I mean, that is.
When it comes to mind games and texting and ghosting and all that, I only have one piece of arsenal in my little portfolio over here, and it's the letter K.
Oh, yeah,
that's
K is
all
good.
I got.
K is solid.
All, but that's all. I've never come off of K before. Yeah, K. That's the only one I got,
K,
Jamie.
K is like, ugh, God.
The letter response.
But now, like, K is so overused, right? Like, now I'm just like, it doesn't even irritate me.
Well, I should have moved on. I should have moved on because I use K with my wife. And I think she's like, he just doesn't know any better. Because now I think it makes me look dumb.
Do you think that your wife would leave you if I gave her $1 million?
Absolutely.
You do?
Yeah, and I'd leave her for $1 million. Okay?
Oh, my God.
So you want the truth? Okay.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And then her and I'd cut a side deal.
No, I'm just being serious. Like, you really would for $1 million?
No.
No?
No, not
do you
for
think
a
she would?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I do.
I just saw this study, you guys.
I think she might for
like $5
or $60.
I can't believe this. They surveyed all these people, and in their marriages, 43% said that they would leave their significant other, their married partner, for $1 million.
That's sad.
It is the saddest thing ever.
Today, $1 million is not a lot of money.
At all. And it's not a fun, you know, you have to pay taxes on it.
I would ask those questions, though. Yeah. See, if you came to me and said, "Beach, I'll give you $1 million, you leave Lisa." I'd be like, do I have to pay taxes? Is it an annuity or do I get it in lump sum? I mean, I'd have questions before I'd make that decision.
Even if I gave you $1 million
cash,
you're not wealthy. You're not.
I'm wealthier. Does that count? And I'm more wealthy than she is.
And you're happy.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I know it sounds weird, but I can't talk.
I feel
about
like
it.
You walk through life not knowing about anything going on in your life.
I just got informed yesterday, so it's not like I got all the deets together.
We just asked BJ about something, and he's like,
"Yeah, for the weekend."
I don't know what.
Well, I'm going somewhere, and it's a surprise for someone, but I was just told about it yesterday, and I'm not sure why the surprise is happening, but I'm just going to play along.
You didn't ask any questions?
And we're staying at a hotel, huh?
You didn't ask any questions?
I was in a hurry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was trying to get my wheels done.
Your wheels? What
kind
of wheels?
Car. I'm redoing a car, so.
Oh, that
old car. I've been busy over the past few days. Working on stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm going. I'm not sitting at home anymore.
BJ used Easy Off oven cleaner on his rims. And yeah. I am worried about the pitting on aluminum. I have to be honest with you. I don't know if they recommend Easy Off oven cleaner.
I think there's a good reason for you to have concerns after using it. This was my own life hack that I came up with on my own. I was telling Jamie and Carson off air that I decided, like, how am I going to get these wheels clean? I got gunk on there, and I can't seem to get – pressure washer doesn't work.
They have wheel cleaner.
It doesn't work, Jamie. I have some at the house. Sprayed it, didn't do anything. A little bit, but not much. Not much. I thought, Easy Off. That crap, I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter how bad your oven is. That crap can clean anything, okay? So I went and got me two cans, sprayed my wheels with it, and woo, man, do they look good.
I'm more worried about what you inhaled.
Well, yeah, the inhaling, and then I don't know if aluminum takes on pitting. Like, I don't know anything about it.
I just went for it. I didn't Google. I didn't do anything.
But it looks good?
So far.
Okay.
Nothing's turned like a weird color or anything?
Not yet. Not yet. I don't know, though.
What are you seeing, Schmidel?
It says, while oven cleaner can be used to clean rims, it's generally not recommended due to the potential damage to the rim's finish.
Ooh.
Yeah, so oven cleaner is a strong chemical and can strip the paint, clear coats, and even damage certain metals like aluminum if not used carefully.
Ah.
I used it carefully. All I did was spray.
I think you're fine. Yeah. You're the exception.
I don't know.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. How much does it cost you to rework that car that's worth like nothing?
So far, I'm about $6,000 deep in it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm about halfway.
It looks good, though.
So another $6,000-$7,000.
Yeah, it looks
good. I'll be there.
It looks good.
I got to get a paint job.
Oh, you're going to have it painted, too. Mm-hmm. Wow. It looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dense.
I mean, the rims are pitted, but.
Yeah. Well, just buy some more rims. What the heck?
It's fine. What the heck? It's fine. Everything's fine.
Make them every day.
That's the one that has the recalled Deborah Takahara airbag, right?
Yeah.
And you drive it knowing that it could go through your sternum.
Kill you at any moment.
Yeah.
I'm a gambler, though. You know me. I'm a gambler.
BJ actually tried to roll dirty and ask the mechanic to unhook the airbag. He said, I cannot do that.
That's what he told me. I went over to him a few days ago, and I said, hey, do me a favor, man. Why don't you unhook that airbag? That way I don't have to go in and get a service. He goes, hey, buddy, I don't want that on my conscience.
I mean, I can't blame him for that.
I say, come on, man. I'll give you an extra 10.
And then watch what happens. He didn't unhook it, and now the whole metal goes through your sternum, right? And now he's got that on him.
Look, it's going to be fine. Don't be jinxing me.
Well, I'm just saying, when are you going to get that fixed? Because we've been talking about
I'm trying to get into Chomp. Chomp. Over at Chomp.
What does it say if you inhale that stuff there, Schmidel? Because he's very tired today.
Man, I got to tell you, I almost passed out.
Yeah, oven cleaner.
What you were saying. I'm
scared. You're doing wheels, so you're bent over, and I can't get that far down, folks. It's not like I can get down on the wheel level. You know what I mean? So I'm bent over spraying, and all this stuff is spraying up in my face. And I had to take a few breaks.
Yeah.
Since it causes shortness of breath. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just AI. I don't know what it really does.
Right, yeah.
All right, anyway. The Buck Snort, I guess, is open again.
What is
that? Is that crazy?
What is the Buck Snort?
It's the coolest bar on the planet is what that is.
Never been there.
Yeah, the Buck Snort. It's over in your neck of the woods.
It is?
Yeah, it sure is. It's right outside of Pine. It's on this windy, windy little road, and it's just a really cool place. It has, like, dollar bills everywhere. Like, John Elway's been there, and all these different people have signed dollar bills there. It's just a dive bar. And I guess, now, let me make sure that it's open. I just know that some doctor, a pediatric ER doc, I guess he bought it.
So it's not a restaurant, it's a bar?
It's a bar, and I can't remember.
And I'm sure they serve a little bit of food, but it's primarily a bar.
Yeah.
I've heard of it. I just don't know much about it.
It's like legendary. It's literally like legendary. So I think it is open. Let me look, make sure. It says, hold on, stand by, looking at the headline. Oh my God. I hate ads. Drink up. The legendary Buck Snort Saloon is back. So that's what it says. Is it open?
Yeah, their Facebook page says they're still hiring. They're on a limited menu, but they're running and they're tuning all, like, the whole thing, getting it going.
You guys got to go there. It is such a cute bar. It's in Pine. Just look up Buck Snort, and it's just a cute bar. It's like, it's Colorado. I can't explain it. It's just, right? It's just this Colorado cool place to go. So, yeah, that is crazy. A pediatric ER physician bought it. Isn't that crazy?
That's a nice side hustle right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right? That is nuts. He said it's a lot like being in the ER trying to revive something. God. Did you guys know that there... I had to laugh out loud. There's a new guy on the train. There's a new voice on the train. You know, it used to be that Channel 9 chick, right? Well, I got on the train when I was going out of town, and it's like, hi, welcome to Denver. I'm, I think his name is Britton Doyle. With the Colorado Rockies. Welcome to Denver. Have a great time. Go Rockies. And everybody started chuckling. Oh. Everybody literally chuckled.
Go Rockies.
Yes.
They are the laughing stock of the entire world.
I know. And now he's on the train. He's like, he welcomes you when you get on the train.
Yeah. Well, it's Denver. We got to own it, folks. If we suck, you got to own it.
Yes, that's true. Pete Davidson, did you guys see this? He's going to be a dad.
I did see this. Yeah.
Yeah. They haven't been dating that long.
No, since March.
Yeah.
This was a surprise when I saw it.
Yeah, me too. They actually made it Instagram official, and she's there and like sitting in a corner and with a little baby bump, and it says, "Well, now everyone knows we had sex." Super
romantic.
What
a classy caption. Right? Love it.
Yeah, that was super sweet.
You
know,
I bet you he makes a good dad, though.
I bet you're right.
I bet it turns out because of his own childhood, losing his father and all that. I'll bet he does a great job with it.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big Pete Davidson fan, but I think he'll do fine.
Did you guys see that where they're looking for a masked butt slapper?
I did see that.
No.
Kind of looks like you.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Yeah. Serial butt slapper is on the loose in Idaho. And Idaho is not that far. So this guy has been driving up to people, and
didn't we have that here though?
I don't know about the butt.
No, we had a lawn pooper.
No. A few weeks ago, we had somebody that was doing the same thing on the trails
slapping
up
butts?
Near Boulder. Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
detective in Boise are looking into several reports involving a suspect on what has been described as a peg-style electric dirt bike. This person has approached women and slapped or grabbed them on the buttocks area as he passed by. He's a white male. He looks a little bit like George Clooney.
Oh.
And I don't know. Heavy set.
I've never been to Idaho.
And he's just walking up, and he's just like smacking their butts really hard.
Didn't you buy Lisa a new bike recently?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was looking at electric bikes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a lot there, I'd say. A lot there.
I know nothing.
Let's see here. We didn't get that Oprah Winfrey. We'll do that later. HGTV is doing more bloodbaths. That's what they're calling it. HGTV is, I don't know what's happening, you guys, but they say that fans are devastated by all of the different shows they're canceling. Now that it's Tarek, his show's gone. His ex-wife, Christina on the Coast, it's gone now. They still have some really good shows, I have to say, but people are saying now they're going to go to the Magnolia Network because they're so mad at HGTV.
They must not be doing that well, though, for them to be canceling like this. I mean, if you're making money on something, you don't get rid of it. So,
yeah, they just haven't, or they're trying new things. I don't know.
Some of these remodel and rebuild and fixer uppers and stuff like it did seem to get oversaturated for a while, didn't it?
Yeah,
there's a lot of shows out
there. There are a lot
of
them, yeah. But I like the Hawaiian couple are my new favorite. I love them, Flipping Hawaii or whatever it's called. I like them. I'm sad that they got rid of the new kid on the block, whatever his name was. I forgot his name, but they got rid of him, his show. But you know who's really good is that Teen Mom chick. I know I'm talking.
Oh my gosh, her and her husband.
I'm so happy you're here.
But I can't remember her name. I just remember because Bree is obsessed with 16 and Pregnant on MTV, and that's where she came from, obviously.
Is it
and
Chelsea DeBoer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she follows her, so I see her stuff all the time. She used to have, like, really fiery red hair. But they are cool.
They're cool. They live, I think, in Idaho or somewhere weird like that.
Like in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and they flip houses, and they do such a great job. And her style is real edge, and she does a lot of black and stuff like that. And he's so sweet, and like they made it out of the teen mom era because she was a teen mom. Anyway, just happy you're here, Carson. Just so happy.
Anyway, I can help.
Support.
I'm here for you.
You're like a support animal.
You don't understand how sad it is to talk about things that nobody knows about.
You don't know how sad it is that Carson knows.
No, I'm happy he knows.
I'm just saying, he knows about teen mom.
You gotta have a variety of life here.
Yeah, he knows about teen mom.
I do a little bit of everything, all right?
He knows about teen mom because he has a wife. And so I'm sure she makes him watch it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just like Pete is forced to watch Real Housewives of every county.
Right. Okay.
So that's why.
If you're forced to watch, I guess.
I mean, if your wife was into Bravo shows and the HD,
you would know.
You would know stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, no, she watches. She just watches in a different room. I have my room. She has her room.
Nice.
When it comes to your favorite TV.
Wow, you guys are quite the couple.
Yes, we are. Yeah, well, keeps me from watching Teen Mom.
All right, anyway. Let's see here. What else was I going to tell you? There was something else. I can't find it. There you go. Tableau Trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Carson, you snailed this one, or you nailed this one yesterday.
He snailed something?
He snailed it. The Annabelle tour will continue. Man, this is disrespectful. This guy dies. 54 years old, just a couple of days ago. They've already announced the tour will continue with this Raggedy Ann doll that's possessed.
That's weird.
It's kind of weird, isn't
it? Yeah, it's a little fast.
And they announced it right after he died.
I know.
They're saying he died of natural causes. How do you die of natural causes at 54? That's just mysterious to me.
Well, you do when you're walking around with a doll, I guess.
I guess so.
Right?
This doll is possessed. It's a doll that they say has the spirit of some little girl that was died and traumatized. I don't know. But this thing's been on tour, and the guy that took it on tour, he's now dead. And they say the tour will continue.
I don't think I want to be the guy that's continuing the tour.
Absolutely not.
I don't think they've announced who it is.
Oh, they haven't?
Okay. No. So I'm not sure they found somebody.
Yeah.
I think what they're doing is announcing that it's going to continue the tour as soon as we find somebody.
Let's see here. What does it say? What are you reading there, Spadell? I can't see anything.
It says, although they do not know what the future of NSP are, I think that's like their supernatural thing, will look like without Dan, we do plan to move forward without the events for previously scheduled this year.
Ah, so they haven't found anybody yet.
Okay. Spadell, you should take that gig.
Yeah.
That sounds so scary. I don't want to die at 35.
Just walk around with a doll. It's kind of like how you already do things.
Yeah.
Just a creepier one.
Playing house, whatever it is you do.
This one doesn't look as shocked, though.
No, this one's not surprised.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. 85, cloudy today. Going to be cloudy. It is Thursday. Get the Odyssey app for a download of our podcast, which will be a little bit later on today. You were just talking about your $18 hot dog.
It was a Wagyu hot dog.
Sounds good.
It was really good. I was telling Carson, I was like, yeah, my stomach is so upset today. And he's like, did you take your shot, you know? And I'm like, no, I haven't taken my shot for a while. I think what happens when you're like somewhere like that where all the food is healthy, like all I had was fresh food and even the hot dog had to be healthy. And then all of a sudden you come back and you start eating all this processed stuff. I think it just messes with you.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, wait a minute, we were doing fresh everything for days in Lanai, and now, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like about, I don't know, 18 months ago, two years ago or something, that we didn't have a lot of knowledge on what's really bad, what's good for you, right? For the most part. But now that everything's being revealed.
I had been telling you
forever. I'm just saying, Jamie.
Forever.
By the way, Shake Shack.
I don't care. It's good. I'm eating it. That's what you've said for 20 years.
Here's what I'm saying, though. I'm saying that Coca-Cola, for example, are changing.
If I'd said it like this, like I told you before, you would have listened to me.
Coca-Cola, they announced yesterday they're going to pure cane sugar. Great move. Great move. Now, if they don't, I'll still drink it.
Well, they already do, because we go to this little Mexican restaurant, and that's all my kid has, because it's pure cane sugar.
Right. But I'm just saying, overall, they're dropping it, and they're going on all their products to pure cane sugar. Good move on their part.
instead of corn syrup, right?
Yeah. It's going to be delicious.
No, I was going to bring up the hot dog thing. You know, there's a story about Shake Shack.
Oh, what?
Have you seen this story?
I have not.
I guess they added some hot dog something to the menu, and this thing is taking off like crazy. Remember when the chicken sandwich at, where was that? That became such a big deal and everybody had to go get one.
The hot chickens?
Yeah, it was something
remember
like that.
The spicy chicken became a thing.
Well, they're saying that people are flooding Shake Shack to get the new menu with the hot dog they've added to the menu now.
Is it Wagyu?
It's an $8 hot dog and they say it's fabulous.
I wonder what it is.
I don't know.
It does look good.
What is it? What does it say?
They've got onions on one. They've got, I'm trying to see what other toppings that.
But is it like Wagyu beef or something? I'm like, not why down, is that $8?
What makes it special, Spadell?
I'm trying to find, I see one that says it's Angus beef.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So that Angus might be it.
Who knows?
It says they have 5 new hot dogs. I'm trying to figure out what's the $8 one.
Ah, got it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I will tell you this. I was reading this whole thing. I love Westwood. I'm a big fan of Westwood because I love what they
Westward.
Do. Yep, that one too. Westward. Thank you. And Westwood. Westwood's a fine syndicating radio company.
They're great.
Very great. But Westward, sorry. Yeah, I love Westward because I really love what they do for Colorado. And they find all these like cool places that you can go. They were just talking about the Arvada Beer Garden, how cool it is. They were talking about Hot Pot, which is like a go-to restaurant. But they were talking about those stupid, we've talked about it before, the La Boo Boo Dolls, right?
Oh.
And how, what a fad these things have become. In fact, somebody has come out with La Fufus.
La Fufus?
Yeah, they're a knockoff of the La Boo Boo Dolls.
It's genius.
Right?
That might be what we have, La Fufus.
La Fufus. Yeah. So here's the deal. These La Boo Boos, again, we've already talked about it and everybody knows about them. But like all these celebrities started hanging them from their bags. So they became like a rage. And then La Fufus came out and said, listen, y'all are morons for buying these things. They're stupid. They're going to be your next Beanie Baby. They're going to be, you know, just stacked so high somewhere. Nobody's going to care about them. They're totally just a fad and y'all are followers. So they came out with La Fufus to make fun of the people that own La Boo Boos.
But we love fads.
And so anyway, it came out on Westward. Places that you can buy these actual La Boo Boo dolls. So let me tell you what they are. Gimu Gimu Arcade on North Pico. You guys been there?
No, I've never been there, no.
Oh, the old Gimu Gimu Arcade?
I guess I've been missing out.
It's all claw machines, I guess.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
And then the old Trong On Gift in Little Saigon on Federal. You guys been there?
No, I'm missing that one.
I didn't even know we had a Little Saigon, to be honest. Ibizu Japanese Lifestyle Store in Aurora. You get them there?
That's really close to here, actually.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Crane's Games in Aurora. The Crane Games. Have you guys been to the Crane Games?
Not.
Can't say I have.
What's with these Crane Games? Like, they're actual stores that all they have is, what is that? The claws.
Claw machines.
That's all it is.
Yeah, so we have a couple.
Huh?
We have a couple in our neighborhood.
That it's just all claw machines?
Uh-huh, for the most part.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Well, anyway, so it's called Crane Games, and it's in Aurora. Oriental Gifts in Aurora and Lakewood. And here's the thing. Here's what I didn't know about these La Boo Boo dolls. Do you know that they come with accessories that you can buy? Like you dress them up? Like they can be different people. You can put them on a little bike, a little motorcycle.
You can put different uniforms on.
Yeah.
Like make it a cop or a nurse or whatever you want to do, right? Uh-huh.
It's the whole
thing. Yeah, like little scooters that they can ride
on. It reminds me of Build-A-Bear.
Yeah, but only at a teeny tiny.
Yeah, I know.
That is a scam.
That Build-A-Bear, man. Dude. I'm telling you what a racket. That's a great racket they run. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? It doesn't go away. Every generation that comes along, every kid gets attached to that Build-A-Bear thing.
And
that little heart they stick in there, the pounds.
That beats.
Man, that thing will cost you.
Guess what else will cost you? The stupid red car the Build-A-Bear rides in.
No, you're right. You're right.
That, the accessories. That's
actually
where they get you. It's a convertible, and it's red.
When it comes to fluffies and, you know, you talk about Beanie Babies and all that, Build-A-Bear is probably the most brilliant thing ever done.
It really
because
is.
Because it continues to this day. Now, this little fad here with this foo-foo, it'll come and go. It'll come and go.
The foo-foo's the knockoff. It's La Boo Boo.
La Boo Boo. That thing will come and go, okay? Kind of like the Beanie Babies and what was the other doll that was out at one time? Cabbage Patch. The Cabbage Patch and all that. But Build-A-Bear, if you think about it, Jamie, your kid He was big into Build-A-Bear. Kids were. They're in their 30s now. Frog is. He's 7 now. I mean, this thing has gone on for years.
It has, except for, I don't know their profit margin, to be honest with you, because it's a one-shot deal. Like, you go there one time in their child's life, and you buy one bear, basically, and you realize how expensive it is, and then you never go back.
We've been there multiple times.
Every kid goes, though. Every kid goes. It adds up.
Well, and they got, like, different animals now. So they got that Lilo and Stitch. Now they do a collab with Disney. So they got a bunch of Disney characters you can do. They very branched out. It's not just bears now. Yeah. It's everything.
And you know what? At least I'm a better only child parent than you. We only went one time. Yeah. Look at you, sucker.
We went once. It's every time we walk by Park Meadows, man. It gets us every time.
I'm with you, Carson. We've been probably, I'd say we have 4 or 5 bears.
Yeah.
4 or 5 bears.
Yeah,
these
guys.
Bears are like $200 each.
Spoil your children, you horrible people.
And not only that, they show you, they sit there at that machine and they show you what they blow in there, and it's not worth $200.
No, it's not. No, not at all. And then you buy all the outfits. And you're like, really? You want a policeman now?
God. Now it's Lilo and Stitch, according to Carson.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Oh, now they're what? A collector's? An investment?
According
really?
According to Forbes, listen to this.
What?
It says, let's see, the LaBooBoo with Vans hit $25,000. There's another one that sold at Sotheby's auction. The LaBooBoo, that's a 3Y's LaBooBoo, sold at Sotheby's for $28,000. There's another one that sold for $31,000. A life-size one for $150,000.
Life-size?
Yeah.
Like 5'5"?
Uh-huh. So for more than $150,000, and a tall brown LaBooBoo figure sold for $140,000. Some lady known to History and Discovery Channel viewers as Dr. Lori told Forbes she thinks that the LaBooBoo trend is here to stay.
Oh, boy. Well, you can't argue with Forbes. I mean, they got some credibility,
they do,
right?
Have some credibility.
That's the same thing they said about Thai Beanie Babies.
We don't know if Forbes said that.
Yeah, we actually don't know.
We
if they
don't
said
know if Forbes said that, yeah. Carson. That could have been some junk magazine like Rolling Stone or something.
He's still so angry because he had the tag protector.
That's right.
He had all those.
Yeah.
My mom and I collected those things. We went to McDonald's when they were at McDonald's. The Happy Meals, those were going to be the new fad.
Yeah.
Got them all.
You know, can I just say, bless your heart.
Yeah.
What was that thing yesterday? Carson and I were talking about, like, things that make you sound really old. My mom always used that. My mom always said, well, bless their heart. What was the word yesterday we're saying? Oh, my God, I forgot what it was. But when you say it, you're like, yep, you're over the age of...
Oh, yeah, because someone texted in.
Yeah.
Something the moon.
Over the moon?
Not over the moon.
It was something, and you knew they were over 70.
Yeah. It was like, it's been a blue moon since I've seen that.
Yeah, something like that. And we were like, yep, over 70 for sure.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. They're just phrases like, bless your heart, you know? Yeah. They're just go-to. Yep.
All right,
many moons ago.
Many moons ago. That's what it was. We were like, yep, they're over 70.
Here's a public service announcement. Jamie brought this up off air a couple of days ago. I guess there's a big recall on this yogurt. A lot of people buy this stuff. This Dan's, isn't that one of the biggest out there?
Yeah, they make all kinds. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so all 17 flavors being recalled.
Check your fridges. That's because Danone is recalling its all of
Danone. That's the way it's pronounced.
I was always saying Dannon.
I always say Dannon too.
Yeah,
me too. Danone. Maybe she's wrong.
I feel like she's wrong.
I do too.
Yeah,
it's Dannon.
Check your fridges. That's because Danone is recalling its all of its flavors. And
she's wrong.
I don't know.
Jamie, she's wrong. It's not Danone's,
no,
is
but
it?
Remember, we've been saying Marriott wrong all our lives, too.
Oh, that's
Marriott.
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 Marriott. Marriott.
Yeah. We were saying Marriott.
Well, back to Danone's.
Check your fridges. That's because Danone is recalling its all of its flavors and sizes of Yo Crunch products nationwide. The recall is for the Dome Topper, which according to an FDA post may contain some plastic pieces.
Uh-oh.
These pieces are small, they're transparent, with sharp edges, and could pose as a huge choking hazard. The recall is just confined to the Dome Topper, and the yogurt is not believed to be affected.
We are sucking up plastic left and right, are we? Everything we eat seems to have plastic.
You know, we also say water wrong.
We do?
Yeah, it doesn't have a D in it.
Water?
Water.
Water.
Water?
Water. It's water.
We say the internet wrong, too.
How's that?
The internet. Is the way it's spelled.
Internet?
It's not internet.
I say internet.
No, it's inter.
Internet.
I-N-T-E-R. Yeah.
Yeah, we forget our T's a lot.
Yeah, we forget a lot. Yeah. A lot of, you know what? I'm going to keep doing it, though. I don't care.
Is it Colorado or Colorado?
Colorado.
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 Rad or rod?
Colorado.
Rado.
Rad and...
Rado.
You say rod, you say rad?
Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado. It's raw, like Egyptian raw.
Colorado.
It's Egyptian. How the hell did you get that? You just made that up.
No,
it's not
Egyptian.
Egyptian
is. I didn't say that.
Colorado
that was Egyptian.
Came from.
There's the Egyptian sun god Ra. So you say it like Ra. Colorado.
No.
That's. I was just trying to say.
You're
that's
pulling
how
that out of
it
your
here.
Butt. It's got nothing to do with Egyptian.
It's Lithuanian.
I'm going to simply say, I don't know.
BJ and Jamie.
Got to tell you, Jamie, you were on to something. The cheapest ticket you can get for the Savannah Bananas at Coors Field, $300.
Really?
The cheapest.
Wow.
$298 is the cheapest. I looked yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking about going.
Yeah.
And I thought, $300. Me, Lisa, Frog. Oh, boy.
My kid and I are going to go.
You're going to go?
Yeah.
Have you gotten tickets yet?
Yeah, we got tickets. Yeah.
Okay. So, did they cost you?
They weren't too bad. Yeah. They weren't $300.
Well, they've really jacked them up now.
Yeah.
So, and that thing is sold out. Cheapest ticket you can get, $300. You know what the most expensive ticket is?
Well, it's the dugout one, right?
Well, I'm just saying in the seating area.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. I know there's that whole dugout. You can go down there and rub the banana if you want to, whatever. But if you want to just buy a ticket, now this is a Vivid Seat, StubHub, that kind of stuff. The most expensive ticket is right at $900 each.
Wow!
$900
to
see these
fake baseball games.
They're out there clowning around, man, doing these dances, and man, but I'm telling you, that's a hot ticket.
You know what's funny?
Hot
I said,
ticket.
Yeah, we have tickets. I just remember I didn't follow up with that guy.
So you may not have tickets.
Oh, yeah, the guy that texted in?
Yeah.
So you're
I
not
said,
sure.
In my head, I was like,
well,
yeah,
you don't have tickets then.
I don't. It just dawned on me. I never even, oh my God.
You said you were interested, but that was
well,
it.
Well, yeah, and then I asked him where they were, and he told me, and I was like, oh, sounds perfect. And then I left it at that, and then I haven't gone and looked at the message.
So if you're listening, text us 303-22-ALICE.
When you look through the stadium...
because now he's going to resell him. He realized BJ said.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, I'm not selling it to her for a face.
Jamie, when you look through the stadium, and you look through the seating arrangements, and you know how you click on whatever...
Yeah.
There's very few for sale.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, people are actually going to.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, people are going to this game because if you look behind home plate right now, you can't buy a ticket at all. Down the left, which would be the third baseline, nothing. First base, you got a couple of tickets there. Those are like $800 each.
Oh, my God.
to get into the upper deck is $300, anywhere from $350
that's
to
wild.
I'm afraid to go look now at this guy's mat because I said, sounds great, and that's where I left it.
In some of these areas where it says they're available, it pops up sold out, not available anymore. People bought those tickets.
No.
Here's one down the left field line.
Anxiety next.
Here's one down the left field line at $800. And this is in the outfield.
That's crazy.
It's not even close to the batting.
Wow. Mm. Yeah, well, I don't want to go look now.
The greatest show on dirt, they call it, right?
Yep.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
How much? $60.
Well,
for Savannah Bananas.
For Savannah Bananas.
Well, I say you buy a buttload and you and I resell them.
Well, I don't know. Hey, Ron
60
Johnson.
Bucks.
Ron Johnson isn't my... No, Doug Johnson.
Is that
Johnson,
what he's offering for?
No, he's not yet. He said, it's Monday. He said, it's Monday. I really need to know if you want these tickets. Today's Thursday.
Technically, it's Wednesday, though, because he's just waking up, getting Thursday going. It's not like we're at the end of Thursday.
You're right. Good point.
So technically, it's only been Wednesday.
Right, because it's only like 8:43. So
we'll see.
He's probably Doug Johnson's just getting up.
Yeah.
And so I only missed 2 days, and he knew I was out Monday, right? So
hey, Doug, put those tickets on StubHub.
No,
you get yourself $400 or $500
a ticket. Don't do it. Don't do it, Doug.
I wonder if those big concerts that came to town over a couple of weeks ago or so, the Coldplay, for example. I wonder if anybody walks up to Chris Martin and says, "Hey, Chris, man, You've got the hottest, well, second hottest ticket in town. The Savannah Bananas beat you out.
I know, isn't that crazy? Who would have thought?
You're Coldplay, and you get beat down by the Savannah Bananas.
They're huge right now.
I know. It's just such a weird. I mean, to me, it must be like what my dad felt when he went to see the Globetrotters.
The Globetrotters,
right?
Yeah.
Like he was a little kid, probably when they came out, and he was like, "Oh my God, this wacky basketball team!" Yeah,
love them.
Yeah, so I'm sure it's like that.
Yeah, well, they're going to be in town in August. Now, are they here for one night or two nights?
Two nights,
right?
Yeah, Saturday two and nights. Sunday, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Surely you could get a ticket.
Who's Shirley?
Somebody that just texted in.
Is he a friend of Pete's sake?
Hey, Shirley, get us two tickets. No, Shirley, over a two-night period? Really? You can't get tickets cheaper than $300?
But it's the thing. They built up this hype, and then they release it for a lottery system. And literally everyone I saw when they were getting the emails, like actually sending the emails out on TikTok, all over Colorado, people are like, I'm not selling these tickets. This is awesome.
I know. I have a few friends, same thing. They're not getting rid of them, man.
No, they're
going.
Jacked up.
Yeah. All right, when you go look to StubHub right now.
Yeah.
Go look. There are very few tickets people are reselling.
Yeah.
They're hanging on to them. They want to go to the game.
Me and Doug Johnson are going.
Is that D-U-G?
Yeah, it's D-U-G.
D-U-G,
Doug Johnson.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You know what?
What? DJ? What?
If you paid me $13 million to never speak your name again,
yeah,
I would take it.
I got a feeling I don't have to pay you anything and you'll never speak my name again. I think that would be an easy thing for you to do, is to never say my name again, okay? So I'm not even worried about it.
I'm just looking at this all coming like out again. Remember a while back, Zach Bryan, right? He's the country singer. He's 29 years old. Well, he's stirring up crap again with Brianna Chicken Fry. Now, remember, she's on Barstool Sports, right? So she's that chick that they had a horrible relationship. She was madly in love with him, like crazy in love with him. And then it got really ugly. I guess there was some abuse, supposedly, allegedly. I don't know really what's going on. Some videos, all this stuff. And his manager basically offered her $13 million to sign an NDA now, current, you know, when this was going down. And she said no.
Yeah, she called it blood money.
Yeah, the devil's money.
Mm-hmm.
$13 million.
To never speak of Zach Bryan again.
To never bring up whatever it is that she knows.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or the videos or anything.
That's really wanting to be vindictive, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, think about it. If you pass up $13 million, just not spread gossip, basically. I mean, it's your experience, but... I mean, it means more to you being angry than it does to us, the public.
Or did she think because she has videos and she could, like, maybe, I don't know, sell the stories to TMZ slowly? Yeah.
Well, see, I also think that just her not signing this, I think she probably thought that she would get in the long run more money because it would up her, I guess, status.
To talk about him?
Yeah. I mean, he's one of the biggest country artists out right now.
Yeah.
And if she's talking about him, I mean, her name's getting pulled into the headlines with his name. So it kind of builds her status a little
and
bit.
And we looked up her net worth. I mean, they're never right. Never. I mean, the other day I was worth $20 million, and then the next day I was worth $200,000.
That's a wide range.
What is hers?
It said 1 to 3.
Yeah.
It's probably right.
Yeah, so.
Pretty close, I would guess.
I would take $13 million, put it in a high-quality mutual fund.
I don't know. I mean, if you're what's his name again? Zach Bryan.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of his, then these rumors, you don't really care. You don't really care about these rumors. And if you're not a fan of his, do you really even care? Because I would take the $13 million.
So let's say I have a videotape around a campfire where he's being abusive and I can ruin his career. Do I sell that to TMZ then for $5 million?
I don't think you can ruin his career. I don't think in the country realm of things. I mean, look at Wallen guy.
Morgan.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, he said racial stuff, threw a chair, almost killed a guy. I mean, I don't think she's got enough stuff to ruin him.
Mm. This is a bizarre
story. $13 million.
Okay, but let's now go in crimes of passion. Okay, like, let's be in love with somebody, madly in love with them, like, do all end all. Zach Bryan, she loved him, and now he has wronged her, and he had affairs and cheated on her and all that.
Okay.
That is very valuable to me.
Well, okay, yeah. If she feels with him like you feel with me.
Yeah.
Then, I could see it. Yeah, I could see it. Yeah.
Yeah, that BJ man, he's got stinky feet.
She's only saying it because she loves me.
What's this audio that you have, Schmidl?
So it's her talking about all this drama being posted again on her podcast. She starts saying she's confused why they would post the options that they gave her, because outside of the $12 million, she also had an option to take a house plus $3 million. And they were originally trying to present it as like extortion, and that they
didn't. She has the proof of the text that shows it's the management asking her, hey, here's the options, $1 million, $3 million, for this, blah, blah, $13 million, and upping it and upping it and upping it. So there's no extortion involved.
Yeah.
And so here's the thing. I wonder if she thought that maybe having these little tidbits for the podcast would get her more and more money for the podcast. More people would listen,
you could
right?
be right, yeah.
Maybe absolutely. She took the gamble.
Because now you're getting the headlines.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, what's going on with this? Let's go listen to it.
Yeah, I mean, I did pull the audio from it because I saw the headlines. Right. So
here it is. All right.
And then him posting the screenshot of me weighing out the options they presented me.
I don't. That was the part that I was also very confused about. I thought the whole point was that like they didn't want that stuff to get confirmed.
Yeah.
That was like really going on all those offers and negotiations were happening. I think like at one point it almost felt like they were painting a picture like you're making up a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But then just posting that just goes like, all right, it was real.
But I think now they're they want to run with like extortion.
But it's just a weird way to change the narrative. It never happened, extortion. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. And like, if I was extorting you, I would have taken the money I was extorting you for. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It would have been weird to start an extortion and then change to just not.
Yeah.
I think Carson's onto something. The only way she's relevant is with this name in her mouth.
Yep.
I think she's angry.
And that too.
That's it. She's angry, vindictive, and there's no amount of money that can stop her from trying to ruin this man for all she can.
Yep.
That's what it sounds like to me.
She reminds me of me.
I don't think she has any game plan when it comes to money down the road. I don't think she's thought that far ahead. I think she's in the moment and she's mad.
Real mad. Go get him, sister.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, this is a crazy thing. And this is really happening. It says that Gen Z more than ever are spying on each other. It's supposed to be this whole thing. You know how they have the Snap Map and the Life 360? My son, it's funny because he and all his roommates, they all keep track of each other and they say it's for safety reasons or
whatever. Share their locations.
But I do think that there is some envy in it, you know, like one of his friends is in like, I don't know, he's somewhere really cool like Paris or something. My kid's like, yeah, I'm in Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
On Snap.
Yeah, that's, you used to say that all the time. Right. He would bring up the Snapchat and just like their locations and how they were traveling and he was just stuck at home not doing anything.
Yeah, because I didn't get spring breaks off, right? And so he's all like, yeah, look where they are. It's like, yay. I'm in Littleton. So anyway, it says it is a whole thing now with these Gen Zs. 65% of Gen Z adults utilize location sharing services, with 16% sharing their whereabouts with five or more individuals. It causes jealousy, feeling left out, and worrying about privacy. Here's what it does with me. I know my son's location. He doesn't know mine, but I know his. And when he gets off work and I see him start to turn towards his dad's, I get really mad.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I guess we're staying there tonight. Okay.
Wow,
it's fine.
I don't spy on people's locations, but I absolutely love going through Venmo and seeing people's transactions and like what they're paying for.
It's the best thing
ever. Yeah, I don't know why, but I just love looking at it.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I don't have Venmo because I don't know. I don't trust it. And I know I should because people get really mad. But so what do you see?
Just like their comments of like what it was for. And I'll try and dig in and see like, oh, like this is just a bunch of emojis. Like, what do those emojis mean? Like, are you trying to hide something here?
Right. Like, so you're
who
like
is
a
sharing
detective?
Money?
You're the yeah. Venmo
you're,
detective?
You're decoding.
Yeah.
When you go on there, it's decoding, man.
Yeah.
Because you'll see like dollar sign. And taco.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me get tacos back together. I don't understand, but...
I totally know what that means.
But you are in there, and you're pretty much decoding it every time.
I just love the couples that you know who's, like... You get an insight to people's relationships, like who's paying each other for the bills.
Yeah.
Like, and how, like how they split out the bills or something like that. It's sometimes it's always one-sided.
So that's all public?
Uh-huh.
So you can put it on private
yeah.
so that no one sees it, but most people don't even do that. They just
yeah,
keep
not
it
at
on
all.
Public.
Oh, that's interesting. So I know that you guys have joint accounts if I see you and Brie, right?
Yeah. Or I just have to pay her and you get to see like who handles the money.
Doesn't she pay for like the front lawn water bill and you pay for the back lawn water bill or something?
She's in charge of the water bill. I'm in charge of the XL bill. That's how we split it out.
So all of a sudden, so here's that. You're the water or you're the XL?
She's the water.
So she turns off their lawn is brown. Yeah. And he's turning off all the light bulbs.
That's why we had to get the back lawn replaced because it's all dead.
That's pretty funny though. All of a sudden it matters that all the lights are on because Carson's in charge of that bill. And so yeah. He's like, turn off all of them.
And she'll leave the fireplace on all day when she's working from home in the winter. I'm like, no, shut it off. You get 30 minutes a day.
That's pretty funny. Actually. All right, let's hear. Oh, Schmidl, I have something for you.
Okay.
All right, so they just did this new study. This is crazy. And they're finding some sugar compound that your body actually makes, deoxyribose sugar.
Uh-huh.
Your body actually makes this deoxyribose sugar, and it grows back your hair.
Really?
Yeah.
If I just take like extra of it?
Yeah, well, your body makes it, and I looked on Amazon, and they sell it.
I'll give it a shot.
How can they sell something that your body makes?
That's a good question.
Isn't that weird?
I have no idea. Yeah.
They do it with testosterone.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah. Yeah. There's tons of stuff that
so
your body makes.
It starts at deoxyribose, okay? D-E-O-X. Just remember that. Deoxyribose. Sugar. And then they sell it on Amazon, but... Please check the side effects.
Yeah, I was about to start looking at that.
See where it's coming from. I don't know if you want the Chinese version.
No, I want U.S. Yeah.
It was an 8-year study that they did, and they said it's more powerful, this deoxyribose, is more powerful than minoxidil, and it grows your hair back, and they just figured it out based on this 8-year study.
Okay, that's good, because I can't take the finasteride stuff, which is the other thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So look it up, but again, read all the side effects.
Yeah, make sure it's all coming from Timu.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Well, the other one like made it so I couldn't pop wheelies, so we got to make sure that that's not on there.
Yeah, exactly. All right, also, Pete Davidson is having a baby. How cute
Good
is that?
Good for him.
Bad for the baby.
Why?
Pasty, dark circles under your eyes.
Yeah, maybe.
Good genes.
I think he's going to be a great dad. I really do.
I think he's going to be a great dad, too. But
I think he's ready.
I just have this vision of the baby.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say it's going to be a looker.
You're right. Yeah, exactly.
Good dad, that's all.
It says that people are on semi-glutide are more confident than ever. It says the semi-glutide has changed sex drive and dating for 60% of the users. I would agree with that.
Yep.
You're far more confident than just taking off all your clothes in front of
someone. Well, it just makes sense. I mean, you're more confident if you're skinny than if you're fat.
I know. And now you don't have to have the lights off. It's awesome. Yeah. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tell me, drive.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It is a Thursday, 85, mostly cloudy today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget about that Odyssey app. Odyssey app is free. Podcast, anything you want, it's up there. You can take us wherever you go. You can listen to the show. You can be in Hawaii, Jamie, and pick up the our
can.
Show.
You can't. In Lanai, it was crazy. Yeah, it was right there. Yep, indeedy do. What? You just You just stopped.
I am so tired today. I'm running out of gas.
What just happened?
Well, last night. So
no, that was. Do you know like that is like a little like you almost had like a little seizure or something. You just stopped.
No, I was just thinking.
Oh, you were thinking.
No, it wasn't a seizure.
Okay.
If I have a seizure, you'll know.
No, sometimes a seizure can be just where you just stare off.
Yeah. No. I was just gathering myself.
Oh, you're
because,
gathering.
Yeah, gathering myself because
you're disheveled.
I mean, I'm very tired today.
Okay.
I woke up middle of the night, unlike you, where you slept good, you
I
said.
Slept
you came
solid.
In, you slept good, you slept solid.
You know why?
Solid.
Because that's what happens when you start working out and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've not been working out.
Pickleball champion.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't get a lot of sleep. I had a little, allergy thing last night. Got up at 2 o'clock in the morning. You wake up at 2 o'clock and you never go back to sleep till you come to work.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's been one of those days.
I get it.
Now, are you still in the pickleball
arena? Oh, I'm in the pickleball world.
Are you?
Oh, I'm a pickleballer.
Well, you haven't really.
I'm a tickler.
Now, I will say this. You've not been back from Hawaii, but for just about 4 days. So I give you a break there.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When do you think y'all hit the courts again?
Well, we're planning on it on Saturday.
Really?
Who's
yes,
we?
Me and Sarah.
You and Sarah?
Sarah and I.
Has Sarah ever played?
She has the equipment. She doesn't know the rules.
So is this like, but is it like a club or?
No, it's at her house.
Pick up pickleball at her house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
She has a court at her house?
Well, in the neighborhood.
Oh.
Yeah, in the neighborhood. They have four courts in the neighborhood.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
So we're that's our plan is on Saturday.
That's a good way to do it because when you're new at it, you don't want a lot of people seeing you.
Exactly.
Because you might walk into a trap where you walk into some real pros.
Right.
You don't want that.
Right.
You want to keep it down the download till you learn the game. And then once you learn the game, you can spring it on them. You know what I mean?
Well, and then I looked out at some adult camps.
Yeah.
And they have a couple of adult camps, but one is in Longmont.
That's really far.
From DTC?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems...
45 minutes or so.
It's just a half-day camp. You guys want to go?
Well, it's a long way for pickleball.
Let's take the Bucky bus. Let's all go. Come on.
Load it up? Yeah.
Yeah. It's the Nike... It's called the Nike Sports Camp.
Yeah.
And it's for pickleballers.
Is it at that new one, the Chicken and Pickle?
No, I think it's just called the Pickler Tickler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think the Chicken and Pickles is here in town.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's Thornton.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're doing
Longmont, I think it's just called the Pickler.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we could find something a little closer.
Yeah, but we could have beers on the way on the Bucky bus, to get to the Pickler.
Drunk pickleball now?
That's the only way people play.
Yeah, I mean, it's like cornhole.
Do they really?
I don't know.
Is that the way they play?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think they take it pretty seriously.
Was like, sober.
Yeah, I think they take it pretty seriously.
Yeah. I bet these places are bars and picklers.
Yeah, now that's a little dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does the pickler have a bar?
I don't think so.
There's no way it doesn't.
It doesn't look like it.
Really?
I don't see one in any of their pictures.
Yeah, so the pickler is serious.
Yeah.
I don't know Carson will go to that one.
That's like a pickleball country club.
The one that you're talking about in Longmont is called Third Shot Pickleball.
There are
ones around town called the Pickler, though.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah. So I'm still in the Pickler world. Pickler.
Let's see how the weekend goes.
Okay.
You and Sarah in the backyard.
We're not in the backyard. It's like a.
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah, it's kind of the backyard.
I will tell you, one thing I can't remember. Maybe you guys can help me. You can hit the ball in the kitchen as long as it's in the air, right?
Well, how would we know?
All right.
Yeah, I have no idea.
DJ and Jamie.
By the way, Rusty does the leads on that song.
He's really good.
Rusty Jonas.
The Forgotten Jonas.
Yeah, sucker.
Bless his heart.
That story of the Kiss Camp. You got to figure this happens a lot. We just don't hear about it that much, but there are so many people that get in trouble with that Kiss Cam. Man, oh, man.
I just sent it to my son. I go, hey, there might be a new CEO opening at Astronomer. It's a software development firm, right? And so here's the deal. So I guess Coldplay was playing at Gillette Stadium, and it says basically Chris Martin decided to spice up the crowd with a classic Kiss Cam. So he started panning around and telling everybody to kiss on the camera, right?
Yeah.
Great idea, right?
Yeah.
As the camera panned across the thousands of fans in attendance, it suddenly landed on Andy Byron. Now here's what's great. Andy is the CEO of Astronomer, a software development company, and it's valued at over $1 billion. And he's there with his chief people officer, Christian Cabot. So they're there together, and they're on the Kiss camera. Unfortunately, they're both married to other people.
Yeah. And it's not like that it could be a business outing because he's got his arms around her waist.
Yeah.
And it's quite apparent that they're a couple together at this event.
Well, one of his hands is on her boob and she's got her hand on top of his hand on her boob.
Ooh. Yeah. So it's very obvious what's going on here.
Yeah.
And you can tell by the look in his eyes when that camera hits.
He's like, oh,
and
no.
He knows he's on the monitors, right?
Yeah.
He knows at that point he's busted. He's got a deer in headlight look.
Yeah, he's in trouble.
He does. He's in trouble, and he knows it. And you can't take that back.
No.
It's done. And you got to figure this happens a lot with kiss cams, that people get busted all the time at a game and an event when they're with somebody they shouldn't be with or not even supposed to be there at all.
Well, and keep in mind that they probably have a no fraternization policy at that company, right?
Oh, so it's a double whammy.
So it's a double whammy. You both lost your spouses and you lost your jobs.
Yeah. Well, even if none of that, then I'm guaranteed between you and your wife, you have a non-fraternizing a policy between you two.
Well, yeah,
you're not supposed to be out there with her.
No, no, no.
Not with your hands on her boobs.
So not only did you lose your job, but you also lost half of your money to your wife. Because now we got it on film.
That's one costly mistake right
that
there.
That was a bad
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Now, I wonder if you could sue Chris Martin.
I don't think so.
For putting you on camera?
I'm sure it's in the ticket that you might be.
Yeah.
You know, I will tell you, remember when I was friend with Jeannie Buss?
Yeah.
Those were the good old days.
Yeah, back in the good old days. Well, I had broken up with Fancy Pants, and she knew all about it or whatever. And so Fancy Pants was going to a Laker game. This is my ex-boyfriend that I was madly in love with. I dated for 7 years. And so he was going to be at the game, and I was going with this new guy. And she said, hey, listen, I just want you to know, I think it'd be hilarious if we put the kiss camera on you and Paul.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, do it. And so I got to make out with Paul in front of Fancy Pants.
How vindictive.
Yeah.
Eat cahoots together, too. Wow. All set up.
Yep.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll wrap it up next.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, Shmadil, what are we looking at here? About 30 minutes to get the podcast up?
15.
15?
Whoa, yeah. You're on it.
I try and have it up at 10 a.m. every day.
And you're good.
You are good.
You are good. Go get it. On the Odyssey app, of course. Go get the podcast, everything we did on the program today. Today, Thursday, going to be 85 degrees today. But maybe some rain, too, this afternoon.
Man, it was stormy yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
Holy Toledo.
You know, I don't think we got what some neighborhoods got. But we got a little bit.
A little bit.
All right, you guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Thursday, and we will see you back here tomorrow. It's Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Man, oh, man. All right, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care, and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.